President Obama has said he wants to incorporate national parks into plans for helping returning war veterans have success in overcoming physical and psychological injuries. One Alaska soldier is way ahead of that plan. These days, Major Mark Hoffmeister runs marathons, skis, and ice climbs. But just a few years ago, he was struggling to recover from a severe injury he sustained while on patrol in Iraq. The vehicle he was riding in was hit by an explosively formed penetrator. Shrapnel hit his body and head, causing the most damage to one of his arms, which now has limited function. The recovery took months, but as he got better, his wife convinced him to hike Crow Pass near Anchorage. His wife then came up with a much bigger challenge to summit Denali. In 2009, Major Hoffmeister decided to go for it and ended up taking other wounded vets with him. They called the trip Operation Denali, but he says when his wife first suggested the idea, it seemed like a stretch.
And that was, oddly, to me, was one of the first times I've ever really doubted myself. And I don't mean that to sound in an egotistical sense. I've always had doubt, but this was an outright fear kind of doubt. I'm like, whoa, I think I can't do it. I realized that I had to, that this wound was either going to make me or break me, and I had to make the decision which way it was going to go. So I decided, hey, well, I'm going with you. And as that thought kind of matriculated a little bit, I realized also that if I feel that way, then I'm not alone at all in that feeling. And so from that kind of created the concept of Operation Denali, that we were going to put together a team of wounded warriors, and we were going to climb the mountain.
And so how did that happen then? Who went and what were the results?
I wanted this to be all-consuming because that's how I was going to go at it. So I picked guys who I thought needed it. I thought that this was something that would fill that niche and get them back on the path. And I elected to make it a pretty long-term project. Going to get them up here to Alaska. We're going to do a 12-day mountaineering course, get the skill sets down, figure out how we could function as a team, because, you know, a bunch of wounded guys, you know, put us all together, we're one whole person, you know, so we had a few strategic things to work out. So that would provide us an opportunity. It would also give everybody a taste of what they were in for, so they would know, without question, really, what the mountain was going to mean. And then take the whole next year to train.
And how long did it take?
Average, you plan for 24 to 26 days, total climb, because you never know what kind of weather you're going to get. And we were absolutely blessed on the mountain. You know, what an experience, incredible weather, never had a really bad tent day. I mean, we had our cold weather, everybody does. But we came in right at the end of a very difficult stretch. There had been a large number of folks who had been holed up at 14,000 feet for actually almost 2 weeks. And almost everybody had gotten turned around off the mountain because of that weather. And we came in at the very tail end of it. So it took us 16 days to summit and then 3 days to get back down.
After all that time, not even just the year that you spent training, but all that time backing up to from the time you were injured, what was it like to finally reach that summit and know that all this time had gone by and you'd made it?
It was unfortunately anticlimactic in a lot of ways, because there are a lot of people that I wished were on that mountain, from fellow soldiers that we'd lost, and to fellow team members that didn't make it, because only half our team made it, which was difficult. And it wasn't their wounds that prevented them. It was the mountain. It was the altitude. Then again, you know, there's a lot of truth to it's about the journey. And so while it was, you know, we relished that brief moment on top of the mountain, and we we actually re-enlisted specialist Shabib, Dave Shabib. We re-enlisted him up on the summit, and I don't think anyone else has had quite that kind of a re-enlistment, so that was pretty neat. It was symbolic closure for us, because, you know, for Dave and I, that was us finishing the mission that we'd set out. You know, we weren't able to complete the full deployment with the brigade, but by summiting the mountain, we completed that mission.
When you think back to that time when you had so much self-doubt and thought, well, I don't think I can do this, how do you feel about that now?
Well, it's a good reminder to me every day that goes by, because just because we had success on the mountain doesn't mean my wound has gone away. And, you know, there's many of us out there still, and we deal with those limitations regularly. It doesn't have to, you don't have to be war wounded, of course. I mean, anybody with any form of disability, that's their daily condition. And so I guess what it does is you can look back and say, okay, look, suck it up, keep it in perspective. All right, so it's a rough day. What do you have to do? What do you have to do to stay strong? What do you have to do to overcome that new perceived limitation? And then move forward from there.
Major Hoffmeister is on active duty again and is planning to return to the war zone soon. But he and his wife want to continue helping other wounded vets accomplish outdoor goals. Pictures are at our website, APRN.org.